In terms of bottles of bourbon that were sold, say, last year compared to the year before, to the year before that, how has that changed?
So I think what we're seeing is a growth in the premium brands. So that's the category that's still exploding. So if you're producing something in a premium, ultra-premium brand range, you're seeing growth anywhere from 20 to 40 to 50% year on year. Base brands, you know, are still strong. They're the big part of the volume. You know, growth is, you know, anywhere from 2 to 6 to 7%, depending on your brands and the company you are. But overall, you know, we have seen a positive trend 10 years, over and over and over. Nothing seems to be slowing and everything's growing.
Does that, in sheer numbers, does that mean more bottles sold every year?
Yes, purely more bottles sold every year, absolutely. I couldn't claim how many bottles are sold annually. We don't track that. You know, we keep track of distilled liquids, barrels, et cetera, et cetera. When it gets down to the bottling numbers, it's a little trickier because the bottling disperses, you know, all over the country.
There's mention today about Napa Valley and Kentucky becoming a Napa Valley as it relates to bourbon. But that does conjure up the thought, of course, of wine, and wine is pretty popular today, too. Do you compete against wine?
You know, to be honest with you, I think there's a drink for every occasion. And, you know, when we talk about Napa Valley, you know, I think everyone knows and understands what Napa Valley is. We certainly went out, we looked at Napa Valley, we tried to understand, is this a fit for us? And we decided yes, and we can do something very similar and cater to the bourbon lovers, you know, across the globe and provide a similar experience for the wine lovers in the Napa Valley region.
Where is this going in the next 10 years?
Well, I think we'd all like to say yes, it's going to keep continuing to grow at this rate. And there's no reason to think today that it's not going to. We're seeing the growth. We're seeing expansion outside of just the United States. So, you know, I think we're all investing and we're putting down and expecting we're going to continue to see the growth.
You talked about the responsibility issue about responsible drinking, but with this boom in bourbon, there have been more people drinking bourbon. So is that a reason to be concerned that there are just more people drinking more bourbon?
Well, I think it's the whole reason we insisted that we have a responsibility message and we show some efforts towards creating a responsibility a feeling amongst, you know, our drinkers. We're not about drinking more, we're about drinking better. And so the idea is, how do you have a great cocktail? How do you have a great drink? You know, we don't go out and we don't promote things like shots and stuff like that. You know, reckless drinking is not what we're about. Okay, we're about a social event and a great day. And that can include one great drink. And for us, I think we're seeing that. We're seeing more people drink responsibly. We have great programs. We partner with taxi companies and Lyft, and we're trying to really get the message out that, you know, this isn't about reckless drinking. This is about enjoying a responsible drink.